Almost every 8 days, says Sonoma County Health Officer Dr. Karen Millman, someone in the county dies of a drug overdose.
If we look at our rate of drug poisoning overdoses in Sonoma County, they're a little bit higher than the California average, but they're about on par with what we're seeing in our neighboring counties. We have, on average, 44 deaths a year from drug overdoses.
Most of these deaths result from the use of opioids, from prescription drugs such as Vicodin and OxyContin to heroin and fentanyl from the street. Millman says it's all part of a burgeoning national epidemic.
Something we can track back to challenges with the medical community and the fact that people were getting prescribed opioids and the number of prescriptions has surged since the late 90s. And the growing understanding that even short-term opioid use can cause changes in people's brains and then cause them to have opioid use disorders. And then they switch from prescription pills to whatever they can find.
The good news is that a potent antidote is now widely available. It's called naloxone.
It's been available for a long time, but its primary use was in hospitals and in emergency rooms when somebody with a narcotic overdose needed to have that reversed. These days, with the epidemic of opioid use that we've seen throughout the nation, and certainly California is no exception to that, the concern is that people don't even make it as far as the emergency room. And there is evidence that citizen use, as well as first responder use, can save lives in the case of opioid and narcotic overdose.
That's Dr. Marshall Kubota, Regional Medical Director for Partnership Health Plan of California. He says naloxone is inexpensive and can be administered in several ways.
It can be administered as an injection, and there are a number of forms of the injection, from auto-injectors that have little instructions that talk to you, to simple pre-filled syringes. It can be administered intravenously, and that is oftentimes how it is done in more medical settings. And there are products available for it to be administered intranasally. The advantage there is that there might be a lower reluctance to using it if what you're doing is spraying up the nose.
But regardless of how it is delivered, the opioid antidote is both powerful and fast-acting.
The administration of naloxone can reverse both the central nervous system and the respiratory depression that occurs with narcotic and opioid overdose. Given intravenously, it works within 2 minutes. Given as a shot, it works in about 5 minutes, similarly with the nasal application.
So, given the surge in life-threatening opioid overdoses, Health Officer Millman says the county is pushing for wider availability of naloxone as an emergency intervention.
What we're trying to do is increase the availability of naloxone in the community. It's available in emergency departments. It's certainly available on ambulances. And what we're trying to also do is get physicians to co-prescribe it for their very high-risk patients so that they have it available at home should they, for whatever reason, have an adverse reaction to the opioids they're taking.
Additionally, a new California law now allows pharmacists, under certain circumstances, to dispense naloxone without a prescription. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.